Well, here we come to the end of our conference.
我们现在来到了这一次聚会最后的一堂。
It seems like we just got started.
我们好像才刚刚开始。
But that's what heaven will be like.
那就是天所有的光景。
It doesn't end.
那是永远不会结束。
It keeps getting better and better and better throughout eternity.
那是越来越美好。
Have you had a good time?
你们
I've had a good time.
我这个礼拜这次非常的美好。
Should Christians have a good time?
Yes.
基督徒是不是应当觉得美好?
Yes, we should have a good time around our Lord.
我们是应当围绕着我们的主领受美好。
Now, I want to promise you, we will be done before 8 o'clock tonight.
我答应大家今天晚上八点钟以前一定结束。
And I always keep my promises.
我总是遵守诺言。
I don't think you could take till 8 o'clock tonight.
我想你们大概受不了那么久。
We're looking now at our last point.
我们现在学习最后的一个重点。
It's in your outline, number 5.
那是你的手上的大纲第五点。
Lessons in conflict from our Lord Jesus Christ.
从主耶稣基督学习冲突的功课。
When believers sin against one another, it causes conflict and separation.
当信徒们彼此有冲突的时候，就造成不和睦，也造成分裂。
And what are we to do when we hurt one another and sin against one another?
那么如果我们彼此有得罪的事情发生的时候会产生什么呢
Run and join another church?
是不是我们就走了然后我们就开始建立另外一间新的教会呢
Get on the phone and tell everyone how badly we've been treated?
或者我们打电话就告状告诉别人说这里的人怎么对我们不好
Recruit all our friends and relatives to attack the person who wronged us?
或者是去召集我们的朋友亲戚来攻击那些得罪我们的人。
Hold a grudge for the next 20 years?
或者我们怀怨这个下面过20年心里面都过不去。
Hire a lawyer and get all we can?
或者是去雇一个律师做我们所能做的。
Now our Lord knew we would sin against one another and hurt one another and offend one another.
我们的主预先知道我们会彼此得罪，会彼此伤害。
He knew that in this world we cannot live together without rubbing against one another too hard.
他知道我们在地上生活的时候，彼此不可能不会有得罪彼此的时候。
We're like porcupines.
我们就像刺猬一样。
The closer we get, the more we poke one another.
当我们刺猬越靠近的时候，我们越伸张我们的那个尖尖的刺。
So it's inevitable that we will hurt one another and offend one another.
所以免不了的，我们会叫别人受伤，我们会彼此有冲突。
But our Lord gave specific instructions how to handle sin against one another.
但是我们的主给我们特别的指示怎样处理这样的光景。
So this brings us to our first point now.
所以我们现在就来到这个讲义中的第一点。
Go to the brother whom you have offended.
去到你得罪的弟兄的家里。
If you know that there's a brother and sister who has a legitimate complaint against you, you are to go to them.
如果你知道有一个弟兄姐妹他有非常合理的对着你的抱怨你就应当去到他家里。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我们看一看马太福音第五章。
Verses 23 and 24.
第23节到24节。
And I'll have brother read that in Chinese.
我们用中文来读。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候若想起弟兄向你怀怨就把礼物留在坛前先去同弟兄和好然后来献礼物。
This is a very powerful, illustration.
这是一个非常有力量的说明。
You're near the temple.
你来到祭坛前头。
And you are making an offering at the altar.
你在祭坛上面要献礼物。
It's a very holy and sacred moment.
这是一个非常神圣的时刻。
And while you are making that offering to God,
当你要把这个礼物献给神的时候，
you think in your mind,
你在你的头脑里想起来了，
I owe brother so-and-so a lot of money.
我欠了某某弟兄许多钱。
I have not paid that money.
我还没有付清。
And he has written me, he has called me.
他已经写信给我，已经打电话给我。
And I have used every excuse not to pay him.
我用了各种的借口不还他。
And he is angry at me.
他现在生我的气。
And he has complained, why don't I pay him?
他埋怨说为什么我不还钱给他。
Now here's what our Lord says.
我们的主在这里告诉我们。
When you are doing this sacred religious act,
当你在那里进行最神圣的这个献礼的时候，
Just leave it there and walk away.
你就把礼物放下来，然后你就离开了。
Your offering, your worship is not worth anything until you get reconciled with your brother.
你的奉献，神不会悦纳，除非你跟弟兄和好。
Now there's a key word here.
在这里有一个主要的字。
Initiative.
要主动。
You are to take the initiative.
你要采取主动。
You are to go and get reconciled, then you can worship.
你要先去主动的和好了，然后来敬拜奉献。
Let me give you a modern illustration.
可以给你很多很多例子。
Since we don't worship at the temple.
因为我们不是在圣殿里面敬拜。
I'm in the choir.
现在我在诗班里头。
It's Easter Sunday morning.
乃是复活节的早晨。
And we are singing and praising the Lord.
我们在那里唱诗赞美我们的主。
Oh, it's glorious.
满了荣耀。
And all of a sudden I think.
突然的我想起来了。
I owe a lot of money to a brother sitting out there looking at me.
我正欠那一个看着我的弟兄很多钱。
And he is staring right at me.
他现在非常的害怕。
What am I going to do?
他非常的就是心里面就威胁我，我怎么办呢？
Jesus says, stop singing.
主耶稣说你要停止犯罪。
Leave that choir.
离开诗班。
Walk out and go to that brother.
你就出去然后到那个弟兄面前。
And you pay him. Get your wallet out and pay him now.
把钱包拿出来，现在就把钱还给他。
And remove this offense.
然后把这一个他对着你的这个敌对就除掉了。
And you take the initiative in this.
你主动的做这件事情。
Don't make him come to you.
不要等他找你。
Another illustration.
另外一个例子。
You're teaching a Bible study.
你在教导圣经。
And everyone's in the Bible study, really enjoying the Bible study.
每一个人都喜悦参加查经的聚会。
And you're studying the book of Revelation, and you've got the dragon, and you've got the beast.
你们正在查启示录，又有龙，又有兽。
And everyone's enjoying it.
每一个人都喜悦这个查经聚会。
And then you think while you're teaching the Bible.
你就在想，正在你教导圣经的时候。
A brother has called and called for his money. He needs that money for his family.
一个弟兄呢，已经跟你打过多少次电话了？他家里面需要那笔钱，你欠他的钱。
What would the Lord have you do?
那主那个时候要你做什么呢
？Close your Bible.
把你圣经合起来。
Say sorry, I must leave the study immediately.
说对不起，我有更重要的事，立刻要处理。
The Lord said, "It's not worth this kind of study. It's hypocrisy. Go and get right with your brother."
主说，你现在不要再查经了，你就假冒为善，去到那个弟兄那里去。
Now, do you feel what our Lord is teaching?
你感受得到主在这里教导我们什么吗
？Reconciliation precedes worship.
跟人和好是在我们敬拜之先。
In other words.The Lord doesn't want your worship until you're reconciled.
换句话说，主不悦纳你的敬拜，除非你先跟人和好。
Now, after you've been reconciled,
你跟人和好以后，
come and offer your gift, our Lord says.
然后再把礼物留在台，就来献礼物。
So after I've paid the brother, I can get back in the choir.
所以我把钱还完了以后，我可以回到诗班来侍奉。
After I've paid the brother, then I can come back to the Bible study.
我把钱还了以后，我可以回来参加查经的聚会。
So that's what our Lord is teaching in Matthew chapter 5.
这是主在马太五章所有的教导。
If you know someone is angry at you and it's legitimate,
如果你知道有弟兄埋怨你，而那个是合这合这个合情合理的
，Don't take the bread and cup.
不要领用饼杯。
Go first and get that situation straightened out.
把那一个光景呢，把它处理好。
Here's why.
这里告诉我们为什么。
We are a family.
因为我们是一家人。
And unity in the family is very important.
家里的和睦是非常重要的。
And your sin against your brother has hurt that unity.
你得罪一个弟兄，你就叫这个和睦受了伤害。
And it produces hypocritical religion.
就它制造出来一个虚假的宗教。
And there's plenty of hypocritical religion.
有许许多多虚假的虔诚。
So our Lord is emphasizing the importance of good unity and relationships one with another.
所以我们的主在这里强调那一个好的那一个合一的好的关系的那一个敬拜。
Okay, this is an illustration if I know someone has something against me.
如果我知道有人因为我所做的得罪他。
Now, what if someone has sinned against me?
如果第二就是有人得罪了我怎么办呢？
This brings us to point number two.
现在就来到了第二个重点。
Go to your brother who has sinned against you.
去到得罪你的弟兄家里。
Now, do you notice in both cases, you are to take the initiative?
你注意到这两方面都是由你开始主动。
Now, that's just the opposite of the way we would think.
我们也许觉得说这个两个应当是相反的。
We think people should come to us.
我们觉得说他得罪我他应当到我这儿来。
If they've sinned against us, they should come and apologize.
如果他得罪了我们他应当来先来道歉。
But Jesus said, no, you go and you try to win your brother.
主耶稣说不你去。
Let's look at Matthew 18.
我们来看一看马太第十八章。
And we'll read verses 15 to 17 in Chinese.
我们用中文读15到17节，马太18章15到17节。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个弟兄同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们就告诉教会若是不听教会就看他像外邦人和税吏一样
Notice again We are to go and reconcile the relationship
注意到是我们要主动的去叫这个关系能和好
We are to pursue the relationship
我们要追求这一个关系
Because if we don't pursue it, it's going to get farther and farther apart.
如果我们不主动地去追求，那个关系就越来越疏远。
So, I have done some construction work for a brother in the assembly.
比方说我做建筑工程，为着我们中间的弟兄们。
I have done thousands of dollars worth of work.
我已经做了这有上千块钱的这样的工程。
I've had a staff of people there working on the house.
我也有许多的一同的同事跟我来做这个工程。
But the brother doesn't pay me.
但是我做完了以后那个弟兄呢不付钱。
I send bills, he doesn't listen.
我把账单送过去他也不理会。
I make phone calls, but he doesn't answer the phone.
我打电话他也不接。
I see him at church, I say, brother, you have to pay me, I have to pay all my employees.
我在教会遇见他我说你得付我钱呢我好付我的这些的工作人员呢。
And then you say, no, not here, not here, this is not the place for this.
那他说我不是在这儿不在这个地方我们不谈这个。
Just send me a bill, I'll send you the money.
你就是把账单寄给我了我会把钱寄给你。
I just don't have it right now.
我现在没有。
What do you do?
你在做什么呢
Here's what Jesus says you to do.
你怎么做呢？主耶稣告诉你。
He has sinned against me by not paying his bills and putting me in a terrible position.
他不付钱给我，把我呢也带到了一个这个很难为的一个地步。
So here's the first step.
这就是我们的第一步。
I am to go to that brother privately.
我要一个人到弟兄的那里去。
I set up a meeting with that brother.
我跟他有 这个一次的聚会。
And I sit down and say, you've sinned against me and my family and my employees because I cannot pay them.
我告诉那个弟兄说，你已经不付钱给我，得罪我，也得罪我的这个家人，得罪我的这些工作的人。
And I know you've got the money.
我知道你有钱。
You've done this before to other people.
你过去曾经这样向着别人这么做过。
You don't like to pay, although you promised to pay.
你就是不愿意付钱，虽然你应许了你要付钱，你就不付钱。
And you have a private meeting about this problem.
你跟他私下的有这样的一个聚会。
You pray together.
一起祷告。
Open the scriptures together.
一起打开圣经。
You reason together.
一起读。
And if he listens to you,
如果他听你的
Well, he's learned something, and you've won your brother.
如果他学习到了，那么你就得了你的弟兄。
Now, I want you to notice the details are very important.
注意这里的细节很重要。
Jesus didn't say, go to the internet.
耶稣说，没有告诉我们说，你就上网。
You know that's how people solve problems today?
你知道今天的人怎么解决问题啊？
They have something against someone?
他们如果这个有人得罪他了。
They go to Facebook.
他们上 Facebook.
Do you know what happened to me?
你知道怎么样怎么的。
I want everybody to know.
我要每个人都知道这件事。
I've been hurt.
我受伤了。
This brother sinned against me.
这个弟兄得罪我。
Let's all gang up on him.
我们都一起来对付他。
People are doing that all the time now. Going to the internet and exposing other people, trying to put down other people.
今天人呢都这么做，就上网，然后呢就把你们两个中间的事情呢就广播开了，大家都知道了。
There is something about a face-to-face meeting.
圣经里面讲到这里说的，要两个人彼此面对面，这件事情很重要。
When you hear the person's voice,
你听见他的声音。
When you see their face and their body movements,
你看见他的表情。
You can hear the tone in their voice.
你听见他的声调。
You cannot get this in a letter.
你不能够这个从写信里面得着的。
You'll never feel this on the internet.
你在上网的时候也感觉不到这些的。
It has to be a face-to-face private meeting.
你必须的是面对面的私下的聚会。
That's our Lord's command.
这就是主给我们命令。
And in this kind of meeting, the person isn't exposed or embarrassed.
这一种的聚集，这个弟兄并没有遭到难堪。
The purpose of the meeting is to seek and to save, not seek and destroy.
这一种的聚会是寻求能够解决，而不是寻求两个人关系的破裂。
Notice Jesus says, "You've won your brother."
注意耶稣说你得回了你的弟兄。
It also stops this kind of rumors from going through the whole church.
这也就阻止了把这个谣言呢传播到整个教会中间去。
So it protects the church from everyone fighting and bringing everything public.
这也保护了教会，不至于把这些的这些丑闻呢全天下去都知道去。
Church would be a pretty ugly place if we just threw all our sins out in front of everybody.
如果我们把个人中间的这些罪就拿到教会中间都来丢进来的话，那教会是一个很肮脏的地方。
Now, in most cases, things stop right here and it's all over.
很多情况照主所说的事情就停到这里，到这里为止了。
There's been forgiveness, the brother has paid his bill, and it should be over now.
人也得到了赦免，然后呢，欠款也付完了，这个事情就解决了。
And really, if the brother has repented and paid his bill, then we should not go around and tell everybody.
如果他在他没有他如果做了这些的话，我们就不应当告诉其他人。
At that point, you would be wrong and it would be gossip.
如果你在这些没有做以前就出去把消息传给别人的话，你就是传闲言。
Now let's say you went through this process and the brother will not listen to you.
比方说你照这个步骤做了，而弟兄不听你的。
And the brother starts making accusations against you. Well, you've told people about this and you're gossiping about us.
然后呢这个弟兄呢来指控你说你啊把我们这个事情呢都兜出去了那别人呢现在怎么来看我们
了。I don't think your work was that good. I'm not going to pay you what you said.
我不觉得你为我做的工程是好的我不付钱。
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
我从今以后就不谈这个事儿了。
And the brother will not pay and the brother will not listen to you.
这个弟兄他不愿意付款他也不听你的。
In fact, he gets more stubborn.
他越来越固执。
He says, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
说我根本不要谈了。
So what do you do?
那你怎么办?
Second step.
第二个步骤。
You pick one or two mature Christian people.
你就找一个两个属灵上面老练的弟兄。
And you ask that person or persons to come with you because you're going to go to that brother now a second time.
就找这些老练的弟兄跟你一起去第二次到这个弟兄的家里去。
And these are witnesses.
这个跟你去的人就是做见证。
Now, let me clarify something.
我在这里要澄清一些事。
By witnesses, it doesn't mean they actually saw the sin committed. That's very rare anyway.
我所说的见证并不是说那两个弟兄跟我一起去的弟兄看见这个弟兄他当时得罪我的这个事。
They are witnesses to the accusations.
他们乃是对着这个指控来做见证。
They are witnesses to the response of the offending party.
他们做见证是这个人怎么样回应我，他的这个所表现的来做见证。
But these witnesses aren't just passive observers.
这些见证人并不是在那里消极的就做见证。
Notice.The sinning party has to listen to the witnesses too.
注意在这里得罪你的人他们也需要听这个见证人的话。
So in other words, the witnesses will speak.
换句话说这个做跟你陪你去的人他们也要说话。
They'll listen to the charges.
他们要听这个指控。
They'll look at the response of the offending party.
他们要去听这一个得罪你的人他所有的回应。
And they will make a judgment.
然后呢这些见证人呢他们要做这个评断的。
We'll make sure that things are done justly and fairly.
他们要确定这个彼此中间的进行呢是公义的是对的。
And they will be needed in the next step if it has to go any farther.
这些见证人呢他们在如果有需要到下一步的话他们需要他们出现。
Now it says, if he refuses to listen to them, the witnesses.
圣经告诉我们说如果他们不听他们这注意讲到他们就指的这些见证人了。
So the witnesses will say something like this.
所以这些见证人他们就要说一些这样的话。
Brother, you owe him that money.
弟兄啊你欠了他这笔钱。
You made a contract to pay him for his work. You owe him that money. That is the right thing to do.
你们是立了约的。那现在你欠了他钱，你应当还他钱。
And we want to lay out now while we're here a payment plan that you will pay your brother for the work done.
我们愿意帮助你现在呢就能够立下来你偿还他钱的这些的步骤。
Now at that point,most positive outcome would be the brother will agree. Okay, I have sinned, I need to pay my bill.
那么最好的一面就是到这一刻呢那个弟兄呢就承认了就愿意了说我愿意呢再把钱还给他。
Now, I've been involved in a number of cases like this.
像这样的情形我已经有经验有份于其中有好几次。
A sister in our assembly accused one of the brothers who was fixing her car of stealing stuff out of the car.
我们呢中间有个姐妹她已经指控别的教会了一个弟兄呢修她的车结果拿她车里东西。
And so she first went to him.
所以她自己呢首先就到那个弟兄那儿去。
He said, I did not steal anything out of your car.
那个弟兄呢到她这儿来说说我没有偷你的东西。
So she asked several elders to come, two elders, I was one of them, to sit with her and this man who she accused of stealing things out of her car when he fixed her car.
所以我们两个长老我是其中之一一起陪着姐妹到那个弟兄那里去然后呢就去听姐妹说呢她呢拿了她车里的东西。
So we listened first to her accusations.
首先听这个姐妹对她的指控。
And then we listened to his explanation.
然后我们听那个弟兄的解释。
And as we were listening, it became very obvious what the problem was.
当我们听完了，那很明显啊，知道事情是怎么回事。
She was making false accusations.
原来姐妹啊，造假造谣。
So in this case, we sided with the person accused of wrongdoing.
所以那个时刻，我们呢是站在那个弟兄这一面。
She was accusing him of stealing the steering wheel.
啊，因为呢，姐妹呢控告说那个弟兄把他的这个轮盘呢、啊、龙头啊给他抢走，对，偷走了。
And of stealing her tires and putting other tires on.
把她的汽车胎呢偷走了，换了别人胎放上来了。
Well, it's very obvious she was very mixed up in her mind.
很清楚的，她的头脑不清楚。
And time showed that she was getting more and more paranoid about things.
那事情后来就越来越证明了，她常常有许许多多的自己的想象。
She was an older lady.
她年纪很大了。
And sometimes that happens to people when they get much older.
当年纪大的人呢，有的时候常常呢，头脑呢有时候就会搞混了。
Happened in our own family. My father accused my children of stealing his money. They didn't even know where his money was.
我自己的老父亲也有这样的做这样的事。
In fact, one day I had two of my children with me, and my father says they've taken my cash out of the dresser.
我自己的父亲有一天就控告说我两个孩子呢他的孙子拿他抽屉里的现金。
So I went all through the house. I knew he had hid that money. It was someplace. I went through the house. Finally, I found that he hid it under the couch.
我知道他一定忘了年纪大了。所以我在他的家里面我父亲家里就是搜遍了地方最后在沙发椅底下发现了那笔钱。
So sometimes there are false accusations.
所以有的时候那是一个错误的指控。
That's why you need two or three witnesses to validate these things.
所以你需要两三个见证人能够来定准。
God wants justice in his house.
神希望他的家里头有公义。
So in this case, we said no more talk of this. This man has stole nothing. And the sister said, okay, if you say that, and she just trusted us that we were giving a good judgment.
所以在那个姐妹跟弟兄中间呢最后我们跟姐妹说这个弟兄没有拿你的东西啊这件事情在这里就了了那个姊妹也愿意接受。
So it just stopped there.
所以就在那里停止了。
But now what happens in the case where the witnesses are there, the accuser's there, and the sinning member will not listen?
那如果说这个指控的人在做见证的人在而那个被指控的人呢他拒绝承认这件事。
Notice Jesus says he refuses to listen to them.
注意圣经里讲说他不听他们的。
He says, I'm not paying that bill.
他说我不付这笔账。
It was shoddy work.
那这他们工作的这个质量不好。
I didn't even like the work he did. I do not feel I need to pay.
我根本就不喜欢他们为我们所做的，我不准备付他钱。
And I have my own financial problems.
而且我有我自己的财务上的问题。
It's business.
这就是这个商这个做生意嘛。
In business, these kinds of things happen.
做生意的话，这些事情会有的。
You win, you lose.
你赢或者你输。
In this case, he lost, and he's a crybaby.
这件事情
I'm not going to pay.
他是这我就不愿意付钱了。
So he will not listen to the witnesses.
所以呢，他不愿意听这些见证人所说的话。
He is not going to pay.
他不愿意付钱。
And he says, "I don't care what you say."
他说我不在乎你说什么。
So what do you do next?
那么你下一步该怎么做呢
？Now here's where most of us stop.
这是很多时候我们好像做到这一步呢我们就要停了。
We just throw our hands up. Nothing we can do.
然后我们就举手说哎呀算了我们什么都不能做了。
But we have a rift in the assembly.
但是我们在教会里面面对会众。
We have people angry at one another.
我们有两个人彼此呢不愉快。
And it's going to get out in the assembly and people are going to take sides.
然后呢传播在整个的教会中间呢那么就有人呢就会选边来站。
So our Lord says something, the third stage, which very few churches ever practice.
那么第三步我们主所说的很少的教会呢会做这一步了。
He says, tell it to the church.
第三步说告诉教会。
Tell what?
告诉什么?
The witness's statement to the offending brother. It's to be told to the church.
乃是见证人告诉那个得罪人的人 对他所说的话要公布公开给全教会。
So a meeting will have to be conducted by the church.
所以教会要召集一次的聚会。
Maybe a special meeting.
也许是一个特别的聚会。
And the witnesses and the person offended will present to the congregation that this brother refuses to pay him what he owes.
这些见证人和当事人的两造都在这个聚会中间，然后这些见证人就把事情向全教会公开。
That's why you have to have the witnesses there. They've already heard all the details.
啊，你非在这个聚会中，你需要那个见证人在场，因为见证人他已经听见两造啊中间彼此所有的叙述。
And the witnesses agree it must go to the church now.
那么，而且见证人也同意，这个时候该到教会中间来有这样的聚会。
And so the witnesses are there. The innocent party is there, and they present these facts to the church body.
所以那个时候见证人也在啊，这一些这个这个两造的团，这个都在。
And so our Lord says, if he refuses to listen even to the church, in other words, the church speaks.
所以如果告诉教会还不听，那意思就是说教会在这里听见了。
So after the church hears the story,
教会听见了这个故事以后。
The church is given some time to speak to the offending brother.
教会会花时间对着那个得罪人的被得罪的啊跟他们谈一谈。
So some people will call that brother up and say, "I want to have lunch with you."
啊，所以后来就有人打电话给他们说，我要跟你一块吃午饭。
I want to have lunch with you and talk to you about you need to pay that brother.
啊，我要告诉你，你得罪了别人，你应当把钱还给他。
Other people may send a letter.
也许别的人呢，就用写信的方式。
Brother, don't carry this on anymore. Pay him and be done with this.
写信告诉他说，你不要再拖了，你就把钱还给他就行了。
And so the church speaks to the sinning brother.
所以教会这个时候就向着那个得罪人的那个人就写了信。
Many, many different ways this can happen.
许许多多别的不同方式都可以做。
And the church pleads with the brother to repent.
所以教会那个时候呢，是请求这个犯罪的这个弟兄呢，你要这样做。
Now, the pressure of the whole body speaking.
这个全教会都在那里说话的这个压力。
Should, cause the brother to repent and pay his bill and put this thing behind.
应当让那个得罪人的那个弟兄呢，悔改，认罪，并且愿意偿还。
But if he will not listen to the church,
但如果在那一刻他还不听教会的话，
Several weeks now, the brothers and sisters have been calling, pleading with him, let's get this solved.
已经过了几个礼拜了，有不同的弟兄写信也好，跟他吃饭，跟他劝他也好，他还不听。
But he refuses to listen.
他拒绝听从。
He's in rebellion.
他有这样的一个反叛的心。
He is stubborn in his sin.
他在他的罪中间还在固执。
Then the church is to treat him like an outsider.
教会那个时候就要把他当成是一个外邦人。
He's to be treated like a Gentile and a tax collector.
就像个税吏一样的外邦人。
Now what does that mean?
那什么意思？
Well, the conventional way that is used is of someone who you have no fellowship with.
根据于这个解经呢，这些各方面的认识呢，就这个时候呢，就根本跟他没有继续有交通了。
That, now that's the normal way it's used as someone who's an outsider, not a part of the group, someone you don't have fellowship with.
所以呢，一般的认为呢，就这个时候就把他跟他呢，就是当成外人，不是教会里头的人，跟他没有关系，没有交通了。
Now people will bring up this subject.
有人会这么提。
Didn't Jesus reach out to tax collectors?
主耶稣不是去找税吏跟罪人吗？
Yes, he did, but that was evangelism.
是的，但是那是传福音。
He ate and drank with sinners.
主耶稣跟罪人在一起吃饭。
But they were not in the church.
但是不是在教会里面吃饭。
He is reaching out to them to bring them into the church.
主耶稣乃是为着去把他们带进到教会里来，所以去传福音，去跟他们吃饭。
So when Jesus...In the context of church discipline, says tax collectors and sinners, he means something different.
所以主在这里这段经文里面讲到外邦人税吏，按照上下文来讲，看见的跟前面是不一样的。
He uses the terms here as it would be understood by any Jew These are the outsiders.
主耶稣说这段话对着每一个犹太人来讲，他们是非常的一听就能够懂。
What Jesus is teaching here, you have in 1 Corinthians 5.
耶稣所说的话在哥林多前书第五章里面你能找得着。
An unrepenting so-called brother in sexual immorality.
在哥林多前书第五章里面有一个人犯了淫乱的罪而不肯悔改。
He will not repent.
他不悔改。
He's to be put away from you.
所以保罗说把这样的人赶出去。
Now people say, isn't that cruel?
那有人就说了这是不是太残忍了。
That's the kindest thing you can do to awaken someone from their sin.
相反的那是一个最有恩慈的事情是让他能够醒悟过来。
It's the instrument of God to awaken a sinner to how serious this is in the church to be unrepentant.
这是圣灵对着那个不肯悔改在教会中的人所告诉我们该用的方式。
Now notice, there's been a whole series of steps, before we ever get to that point.
注意在这里所谓的这个就是有好几个步骤把人带到能够悔改能够回头的地步。
Now we've had to do this over our church's history a number of times.
在教会历史我们教会历史中间呢有好几次我们需要这样做。
But one of the most difficult was with one of our own elders.
最困难的是我们教会中间有一位长老他这样的。
He was having a sexual relationship with another woman.
他跟另外一个女子有了性的关系。
And the more we confronted him about it, the more rebellious he became.
当教会这样的来这个对他呢有教会的这个所谓行政上的管理的时候呢他越发的固执。
Called us a cult.
就骂我们说我们是异端。
He accused us of ruining his life.
说我们把他的名声都毁了。
And he had a lot of family members in the church.
他还有一大家人呢亲戚在教会里头。
Oh, it was a very difficult time for our church.
那个时候我们的教会面对的是非常困难的时刻。
And I'll never forget when we had the whole church together.
我永远记得那时候我们全教会聚在一起。
And we had to present the evidence that we had.
我们要把我们所有的证据能够在众人面前陈明。
But not only the evidence, his attitude towards our correction.
不只是他对着我们给他的改正他有那样的不好的态度。
Notice the person Jesus is talking about refuses to listen.
注意主耶稣说这里的人这个人呢他拒绝听从。
So what started out is not paying a bill.
因此呢开始的时候就是不愿意付账这小事情。
Ended up in full rebellion against the house of God.
最后的时候到了呢对着全教会呢他不愿意听从。
I'll tell you, when you put your finger on people's private sins, you'll find out what they're really like.
当你把你的手放在人个人的罪上的时候呢，你会慢慢会体会到那是一件何等大的压力。
You think you know that person, but when you touch their private little sin, a new person will emerge.
当你这个一个手呢，只是这个触摸接触到他那个小小的罪的时候，结果他后面背后所有的事情，更多的就显明出来。
It always amazes me how people come to the defense of a person living in rebellion and sin, and Christians will come to their defense.
我们发觉说常常的对着已经信主的人你对他的这个罪加以指责的时候，常常他里面那个背叛。就越来越多的显明出来。
So we had people call us all kinds of names.
因此我们听见不同的许多的人用各种的这个名目来说我们。
People called us a cult.
人说我们是异端。
Said we're intolerant and hate mongers.
说我们是一群呢就是不忍耐呀不愿意这个宽容的人。
They never said anything about how this man had destroyed his wife. That was never even brought up to them.
那个长老们呢，确实没有人说呢，这个人他怎么样对他妻子不忠。
How he had hurt his own children with this thing.
因着这件事情怎么样伤了他的孩子。
People will just come to the defense of some person who needs to repent, and they'll defend him.
但是很多时候呢，人呢同情这样的人，反而呢来指责我们。
So we excommunicated him. We put him out of the church.
所以我们就把他赶出教会，跟他没有交通。
He threatened us with a lawsuit.
他就威胁我们说他要跟我们上法庭。
We had lawyers come and collect all our notes, all our information.
有律师来到我们的教会，把各样的这些我们聚会聚会资料什么的都拿走。
It was a two-year war.
那是两年呢，打这个仗啊。
8 years passed.
过了八年了。
And after 8 years, he called us one day.
过了八年之后，有一天他打电话给我。
All this time he's in another church talking against us.
啊，这个八年中间，他在另外一个教会都在那里反对我们。
8 years later he calls.
八年之后他打电话来。
And he wants to meet with us.
他说我要跟我们见面。
His children finally stood with the discipline and said, "We are tired of this. We're done with you too."
啊，他自己的儿女也跟他说，我们呢受够了。我们他儿女也反对他。
So we had meetings with him.
所以我们跟他就有聚会。
Make a long story short, he confessed all his sins.
长话短说，他认了他所犯的罪。
Including fighting us and lying to us.
包括跟我们相争，包括跟我们撒谎。
And we restored him to the church.
我们就重新接纳他回到教会。
Now you wonder, was it a real repentance?
你就在那里就是想他是不是真心悔改啊
？Or was he just trying to placate his children？
啊，或者说他只是演戏给他孩子们看
？No, it was a real repentance.
那是个真的悔改。
We went to his home and had dinner.
我们到他们家里去，能够有一同吃饭。
We went out and had lunches together.
我们也一同到外头去吃饭。
And he is a very old man now in a nursing home, and we visit him occasionally.
啊，他现在呢很老了，已经住在老人院里头。我们也去访问他。
The repentance was real.
啊，这个悔改是真实的。
See, church discipline is the instrument of God to win His children. Do not avoid it.
你看见说教会的这个管理啊，教会的这个惩戒是为着他的儿女的好处。
Church discipline is God's will, not our will.
啊，教会的管理惩戒是神的旨意，不是我们的意思。
Now, this is interesting.
这件事情很稀奇。
Once in a while, you read in the newspaper will pick up on a church that disciplines someone and disfellowships them.
啊，教会这个新闻界常常的会把这些事当成新闻。哦，某个人被他们的教会呢惩戒了啊，然后呢把这些事情呢，教会怎么来怎么做的，都报道出来。
And the press will make a church look like some kind of cult because they have disciplined someone.
这个媒体新闻呢，常常就把教会描述成呢啊，这是一种异端啊，他要把人呢赶出他们的中间。
And so we get frightened, and we say, "Well, we don't want to wind up in the newspaper."
啊，就叫那个教会呢，可能会害怕，说我们可不要上新闻、上媒体啊。
But I want you to look at the newspaper again.
但是我要你再仔细看看新闻。
Police are disciplined and put out of the police force for sexual immorality.
你看看那个警察，如果犯了性上面的罪，警察单位要把他赶出去，不让他继续当警察。
Doctors, lawyers can be put out of their profession if they have inappropriate sexual relationships.
如果医生、律师做这些的事，他一样的吊销执照。
I know a doctor who lost his license for that.
啊，一个医生就因此就失去他的医生执照。
Politicians, including the President of the United States.
啊，连做美国总统的。
Have been disciplined and almost lost the presidency over these things.
都受到该有的惩戒是他做事情做这样的事情的一个结果。
So the world does the same thing.
所以这个世界上面都是这么做的。
Why aren't they a cult?
那么这些人也是异端吗
？In fact, any responsible society has a code of discipline.
我们知道任何负责任的社会啊国家都有这些的奖惩的条例。
One time, we got dragged into court.
有一次我们教会呢被这个拖进法院里头去。
Over a divorce case.
是有一个离婚的案件。
And, the woman had run off from her husband.
一个妻子呢逃家离开丈夫了。
And left the children with the husband.
把孩子就留给丈夫。
And then she, a year later, came back and wanted the children.
一年以后呢她回来了她跟丈夫要孩子说孩子要到我这边来。
And the husband said, no, you're not going to take the children.
孩子丈夫说不行孩子不能跟着你走。
So, that wound up in a court case.
那最后的时候就上法庭了。
And so we got dragged into court.
所以呢教会呢也需要到了法庭。
And the lady told the lawyers that women have to submit to the men in the church.
啊她说这个这个这个太太呢就说呢在教会里面定规了啊我们女人呢都要顺服他们的丈夫男人。
So the lawyers were trying to make us look like a cult.
所以呢借着这个事情的辩护律师说你看看你们这些教会啊简直是异端。
I'm sorry. That we had treated this woman very badly.
啊我们对这个妇女呢非常不公。
But nothing like that was true at all. We were very merciful to her and pleaded with her.
这完全是不是事实我们是非常怜悯的处理这件事情对着她的。
Now, the lawyers said to us this.
律师啊这样对我们教会来说
You believe the man is the boss and he can boss his wife around all he wants.
你们相信丈夫啊是太太的老板所以呢能够用老板的态度就对他们的太太。
We say, oh no, we don't believe that.
我们说我们不我们这不是我们所相信的。
Oh, the lawyer said, of course you believe that. You believe the man's the boss and he can do whatever he wants.
说你们相信这个你们相信丈夫是老板你们就这么做的。
I said, no, we don't believe that.
我说不是的我们这不是我们所相信的。
So then they accuse us of lying.
然后他们就控告我们说我们撒谎。
I said, I'll tell you what we believe.
我就告诉他们说我告诉你我们信什么。
We believe the husband is to love his wife like Jesus Christ loved the church.
我们告诉律师告诉法庭说圣经告诉我们做丈夫的要爱妻子如同耶稣爱教会一样。
And he's to give himself to her.And to her growth and edification.
他要为妻子舍己也为着妻子能够成长的缘故。
Well, he dropped the whole thing at that point.
在那个时刻
He didn't know how to handle love your wife as Christ loved the church.
在那个时刻我们 就停止了因为这个弟兄呢不知道怎么样爱妻子像爱教会一样。
Now that same lawyer.
同样这个律师
If he had inappropriate sexual relationships with his client.
如果他有这个性上面不正常的关系
They wouldn't be so nice to him.
那么他呢就这个不会那么好的对他这个态度。
He could lose his license or have a major lawsuit.
他可能呢法律上面可能对这样的律师呢可能叫他吊销他的执照。
We don't just put people out of the church.
我们不把人就随便就赶出教会。
We plead with them.
我们先请求他们。
We give them time.
我们给他们时间。
We provide counsel.
我们也愿意辅导他们。
We do everything we can to win them.
我们尽所能的盼望把他们得回来。
But if they will not listen,
他们如果真的不听
we have no other choice.
我们没有别的选择。
For their good,
为了他们的好处
we have to put them away.
我们必须请他们走。
Now let's talk about the right spirit in which we do this.
那我们来说一说这个正确该有的态度是什么。
This is three in your outline.
这是在第三点。
Go in the right spirit.
在对的灵中间去。
Now we have three levels, privately, with witnesses, and then the church.
我们看见说有私下的聚集，有在教会中间的见证人，然后呢，现在呢，有对的灵来去。
But in all three levels, there's the right way to do this.
在这不同的阶段中间都要有对的灵。
And if you know the right way to do this, it will make it easier.
如果你知道有正确的方式的话呢，那么你就让整个事情就容易多了。
Now, I don't need to go into this in depth because I've talked enough about love and gentleness.
我不想花太多时间，因为我说了许许多多关于爱这个等等的事情。
So let me just briefly give you the right spirit in which you go to people.
我就跟各位提一提，你有一个正确的灵，对的灵，当你到人面前去的时候，该有这样的一个灵。
The right way to go, number one, is in love.
第一就是你要爱。
Remember the 15 descriptions of love?
记得讲到哥林多前书里面讲到爱的15个方面吗？
You apply all those when you go to a person to rebuke a person or to confront sin.
你去到人的面前去指责他、改正他的时候，要记得这十五方面的爱。
Remember, love suffers long.
记得爱是恒久忍耐吗？
Love is kind.
爱是恩慈。
So when you go to a person to talk about sin, you are to go in the spirit of love.
所以你去指责对方的罪的时候，要带着爱的灵去。
Remember, love seeks the good of the other person.
爱是求别人的益处。
So you're not going there to get vengeance.
但你不是去那里啊，在那里报复。
Or to punish.
哦，不是在那里呢，要去处罚他。
You're going to win.
你是要得回他。
Jesus said you've won your brother.
主耶稣说你得回了你的弟兄。
Now, very often we use the word to confront someone.
常常的我们听见人说呢，你要去对某个人呢对抗。
But there's a better way to state it.
要用更好的这个词句。
Care front.
乃是以照顾为你的这个摊头。
See, confront sounds like we're ready to hurt them.
这个 confront, 这个对抗呢作为你的摊头呢是为着要伤他。
But we are care fronting them.
但是你在这里却是以照顾作为你的摊头呢你乃是为着得回他。
In other words, we're going with compassion.
换句话说你心里面带着怜悯。
And for the welfare of the other person.
是为着对方的好处。
And the good of the whole church.
也是为着全教会的好处。
So, everything we looked at love, and humility you apply to when you go to a person.
所以我们注意到这个圣经里面所告诉我们这一切并且我们在谦卑中间来到这个人的面前。
Next, second, you're to go always in the spirit of gentleness.
第二乃是温柔的灵。
Gentleness is not harshness.
温柔不是严厉。
Paul had to care front the Corinthians.
保罗对着哥林多人乃是用关心作为他的摊头。
And he says in 2 Corinthians 10:1, with the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
哥林多前书十章一节保罗说我是以基督的谦卑温柔存着这样的心到你们中间来的。
And then Galatians 6:1 says, brothers, if anyone's caught in a trespass, you are spiritual, restore him in a spirit of gentleness.
保罗对着加拉太的教会说如果有弟兄偶然被过犯所胜你们属灵的人就应当用温柔的灵把它挽回过来。
So whenever you have to speak to someone about their sin, you must be gentle.
所以每一次如果你要说到别人的罪的时候记住我们需要用温柔的灵。
Gentle, skillful hands.
这种温柔是这个你能熟练温柔的话那是最好的方式。
I'm amazed how much the New Testament talks about gentleness.
我很稀奇新约圣经里面多少次提到温柔。
So we're not there to crush.
所以我们去呢不是要把对方打垮。
We are there to win.
我们是得回对方。
And to redeem a situation.
也是把这一个情况呢挽回过来。
Now third,
第三
we go always with the spirit of forgiveness.
我们去总是带着要原谅要饶恕而去的。
We want to be quick to forgive the sinner.
我们要快快的饶恕人。
But what if someone has 7 times sinned against you?
如果这个人得罪你七次怎么办?
And then ask your forgiveness.
并且这个人呢请求你原谅他。
Our Lord said, you are to forgive 7 times.
主耶稣告诉我们要饶恕人多少啊70个7次。
Luke 17, what if he's done it several times in a day?
路加17章告诉我们如果他一天得罪我好几次怎么办
My brother had broken his arm and so he had a cast on his right arm all the way up to his elbow.
我的兄弟啊他这个膀子断了两边都带上这个石膏。
So he could only move his arm like this.
所以呢只能够手呢这么动。
Well, he had taken into his home a young man who had just gotten saved, but it was quite a hothead.
他就带了一个人呢刚刚信主没有多久这个年轻人呢可是不简单。
So, one day my brother was rebuking this fellow for something really dumb.
所以有一天我的兄弟呢就责备这一个刚刚信主的这个人呢他做了一个实在是很糟糕的事。
And he got very mad at my brother and he jumped on him and started punching my brother.
这刚刚信主的人呢就火了然后用拳头来打我的弟弟。
Well, my brother couldn't even fight back. He had a broken arm.
我弟弟的时候呢，手上戴着石膏，根本没办法挡他们，他没。
Oh, after he beat my brother up, he was so sorry.
啊，他这样的欺负打了我的弟弟以后，他自己又觉得说，这个抱歉。
My brother's name was John.
我弟弟的名字是 John.
Oh, he said, John, I'm so sorry, I lost my temper. I'm so sorry.
这个人说，哎呀 ，John 啊，我真是抱歉的，我真是真是发火了。
Well, my brother forgave him.
我的兄弟呢就原谅他。
Later that night, they were discussing the same issue.
那个那天晚上，他们又在面对谈的同样的事情。
And the boy got so angry at my brother.
那个刚刚信主这个小男孩呢，又生我的兄弟的气了。
He jumped on him, started hitting him.
他又来敲他了。
My brother said to me, I literally experienced Luke 17.
我弟弟跟我说，那我就是字面上面真的是经历到路加十七章了。
Twice in one day, I got beat up by the same person.
同一天我被同样的这个人打了两次。
Oh, the young man said, "I'm so sorry."
这个年轻人说，哎、我真是抱歉。我
I'm such a bad temper.
我脾气真的不好。
My brother just said, "I forgive you."
我弟弟说，我原谅你了。
But try not to beat me up.
是的，最好你不要再打我了。
I can't even fight back.
我根本就不能够抵挡你。
So twice in one day, he had to forgive this fellow for pounding on him.
所以我弟弟呢，要两次同一天要原谅这个得罪他的人。
Well, as my brother said later, the heart of the gospel is forgiveness.
我弟弟后来就做见证说，福音的中心就是饶恕。
Now love understands.
我们都知道这件事。
He knew he was a troubled young man.
大家也都知道这个年轻人呢是个惹事情的人。
Now the rest of the story.
那么剩下的故事呢
？That young man lives in California today.
今天那个年轻人呢住在加州。
And he runs a big nationwide radio station, Christian radio station.
他呢是做一个全国的基督徒电台的主持人。
He has a wonderful family and he's gone on for the Lord.
他有美好的家庭，他们全家都是为着主而活。
So we as Christians have an open heart to forgive.
所以基督徒啊，要有敞开的心来饶恕人。
So we can forgive and we can let the thing go and we can go on together.
我们能饶恕人，然后把事情过去了，然后我们能向前走。
Now our fourth point.
第四个重点。
And with this we will close our conference.
那么有这个重点呢，我们完了以后就能够结束我们的聚会了。
Speak the truth in love with courage.
乃是在爱心中带着鼓励说诚实话。
Now Christ gave us some pretty amazing teaching.
主耶稣基督给我们非常令人吃惊的教导。
Matthew 5, Matthew 18.
马太五章，马太十八章。
But it won't work if we don't do it.
但如果我们不去做，那根本就不会成功的。
And it won't work if we don't have courage to do it.
如果我们没有勇气去做，也不会成功。
So let's look first at speaking the truth.
所以我们看一看头一件事情，说诚实话。
If we are to follow Matthew 5 and Matthew 18, it means we have to speak the truth.
如果我们要照着马太五章第十跟十八章的话来去做的话，我们必须说诚实话。
That's what the Lord is calling us to do, to speak the truth to one another.
那是主对着我们的吩咐，叫我们说诚实话。
Ephesians 4:25 says, "Let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbor, for we are members one of another."
以弗所书第四章二十五节说，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Now the problem is this.
问题乃是
that in many cultures of the world, truth speaking is not prized.
今天在许许多多的文化中间，说实话不是大家所喜欢用的。
People have been hurt, people have been offended, but they'll never tell the truth about it.
人呢受了伤，人得罪他，但是呢他们不把实情说出来。
You'll say, did that brother sin against you by not paying his bill?
是不是那个人得罪了你，因为他不肯付你账单呢？
You say, well, it's nothing. I'm not worried about it.
你说那不算不了什么，算不了，我不担心。
But you're thinking and worrying about it every day.
但是每天在你的脑子里面，你都在为这个事情呢，这个忧心。
And you're ready to jump on that guy and beat him up.
啊，你都已经准备好了，像见了他的话要揍他一顿。
But you don't tell the truth.
但是你没有把真实的。
You say it's nothing. It's nothing.
没有说实话，你说那算不了什么。
And then I never talk to that brother again.
然后呢，我就以后就不跟他说话了。
I see him coming. I go that way.
我看他来了，我就从那儿走了。
Every time I can speak against him, I make sure everyone knows he didn't pay his bill.
每一次我有机会说他的时候，我就告诉大家说他不付账单的。
But I don't tell the truth.
但是我没有说实话。
Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you, God, delight in truth in the inner being."
诗篇51篇第六节说，神喜悦内里诚实的人。
God delights in the truth.
神喜悦诚实。
So Matthew 18 demands we tell the truth.
所以马太十八章要这个要求我们要说诚实话。
If I have been sinned against, I have to go and tell the truth. You have hurt me.
如果人得罪了我，我必须诚诚实实的过去，告诉他说你得罪我了。
You have sinned against my whole family and against my employees by not paying your bill.
你已经得罪我的家，得罪我的这些的工作的人员，你不愿意付账。
So.The Christian church should be a place where the truth is told.
所以基督徒的社区乃是讲实话的团体。
And yet we get so used to playing these games.
但是我们习惯于我们就是在那里呢玩游戏。
It will not work if we do not tell the truth.
如果我们不说实话不会成功的。
So, each of you speak the truth one to another.
所以我们要彼此说诚实话。
And then,Be acting with courage.
那么第二，我们要鼓励行事。
Again, wherever you go in the world, you will find many, many cultures they will not confront.
你到世界其他的各个文化去，你就发觉说人呢都不喜欢对抗。
I've been to South America and Mexico many times.
我去了南美洲，去了墨西哥好多次。
And in that culture, you do not confront.
在那一个文化环境里头呢，人与人中间是不对抗的。
You may hate someone, but you don't confront. You just deny it.
也许你很讨厌、很恨某个人，可是呢，你不说出来，那是他们的文化。
And they fear confrontation of any sort.
他们就怕有各式各种的这种的对抗，他们就怕这个对抗。
But Matthew 5 and Matthew 18 are worthless if we don't have courage.
如果是这样的话呢，没有勇气的话，马太五章、十八章就根本就不能成。
Consequently, sins go on for generations in a church.
而且那个结果就是教会一代接一代的罪恶继续的流传下去。
Relationships have been broken for years.
人与人的关系已经破裂了这个好多年都是如此。
And the problems worsen.
这个问题就越来越严重，越来越坏。
And the church gets weaker.
教会也就越来越软弱。
Our Lord knew that.
我们的主知道这件事。
And that's why he gave this teaching.
这是为什么他给了我们这些教导。
So that we can heal relationships quickly.
因此就叫我们彼此的关系能得着，快快得着医治。
So Christ's teaching is countercultural.
所以主耶稣的教导乃是与文化社会是相反的。
Many people will say this to you, well, that, in our culture, we don't do that.
很多人说在我们的文化中间我们不那么做。
Whoever said a culture is Christian?
谁说这种的文化是基督徒所有的呢？
Many, many things in the American culture are not Christian. We shouldn't do them.
很多很多美国的文化不是基督徒该有的。
We have our Christian culture.
我们应当有基督徒的文化。
We are followers of Christ.
我们是跟随耶稣基督的人。
We're not followers of American culture.
我们不是跟随美国的文化。
In fact, many cultures are perverted.
因为很多的文化今天都被曲扭了。
Every culture has good things in it.
每一个文化都有好的地方。
And it has perverted things in it.
也有很多被曲扭的地方。
But we're followers of Christ.
我们是跟随基督的一帮人。
So it doesn't matter what the culture does.
所以这个文化怎么说呢？不算数。
This is the Christian culture.
我们所看重的是基督徒的文化。
And in the Christian culture, we follow Matthew 18.
基督徒文化，我们是照着马太十八章来做。
But you can't follow Matthew 18 if you don't have courage.
如果你没有勇气，你根本没有办法照着是马太十八章去做。
These are hard teachings.
啊，这是非常不容易的教导。
It is not easy to tell the truth.
讲实话不容易。
It is not easy to care for someone.
能够以照顾为我们的摊头不容易。
It is not easy to go through these steps our Lord gave.
照着主告诉我们的一步一步去做不容易。
That's why we need courage.
那是为什么我们需要勇气。
That's why we need to walk in the Spirit, have the power of the Spirit.
那是为什么我们需要顺着圣灵而行而有圣灵的能力。
Because the Spirit will always lead us to obey the Word of God.
因为圣灵总是带我们去顺服主的话。
Remember, the Spirit gave us the Scriptures.
记得圣灵把主的话
It's breathed out by God the Spirit.
因为圣经是神的灵所吹出来的气。
So if you're walking by the Spirit, you will be obeying the word of the Spirit that He gave us.
所以我们顺着圣灵而行，我们就是顺服主的话。
It takes courage to stand against the culture.
能够向着文化来对抗，那是需要勇气的。
It takes courage to take initiative.
啊，能够主动也是需要有勇气的。
It takes courage to tell the truth.
啊，能说实话也是需要有勇气的。
It takes courage to face an angry person.
面对一个发火发怒的人，那是需要有勇气的。
It takes courage to stand against people rebuking you because you're doing the right thing.
啊，面对啊这些责备你的人，那需要勇气，因为你做错了事情。
But if you go through your whole Bible.
如果你把圣经整本的这样去看，
you will see that all the great men and women of God in the Bible.
你会发觉圣经中的那些的男的女的这些的伟人，
were people of courage.
都是有勇气的人。
We need courage to do the will of God.
我们需要有勇气去顺服主的话。
There are many stories, but I'll give you one.
许许多多的故事，我只举一个例子。
And it's a teenager.
是个年轻人。
His name is Daniel.
他的名字是但以理。
The mighty Babylonian army came to Jerusalem.
巴比伦大军来到耶路撒冷。
And took thousands of Israelites away into Babylon.
把成千上万的以色列人、犹太人掳到了巴比伦。
Daniel was only a teenager at the time.
那个时候，但以理只是个年轻人。
But they saw he was very intelligent.
但是这个巴比伦人看见但以理非常的有智慧。
And so they put him in a three-year program.
所以他们就把他这个加入到有三年的这种特别的这个训练中间。
This is Daniel 1.
这是但以理书第一章。
3 years of cultural training.
在那个里面我们看见有文化上面的改变的三年的这个程序。
He had to learn the Babylonian language.
他需要学巴比伦话。
He had to learn the culture and the literature of Babylon.
他要学习巴比伦的文学，巴比伦的文化。
They even renamed him.
甚至于他们把他名字都改了。
Perfect brainwashing.
完全是洗脑。
Then they said, you have to eat our food.
然后他们又对他说，你也要吃我们所吃的食物。
You cannot eat your kosher food anymore.
你不能再吃你们犹太人的那些所谓的洁净的食物。
And you have to forget your God. We defeated your God.
你们要把你过去所信仰的神忘了，现在你们已经被打败了。
What would most teenagers do?
大部分的年轻人面对这个光景会怎么做呢？
They would just go with the cultural drift.
然后他们就会顺着文化的潮流往前飘着而去。
But not Daniel.
但以理不是这样。
The Bible says he purposed in his heart.
但以理圣经告诉我们说他立志不与吃王的这些的饮食。
He was not going to let them make him a Babylonian.
他不让这些人使他成为一个巴比伦人。
And that teenager stood against the mighty Babylonian Empire.
这个年轻人能够有勇气面对强大的巴比伦人。
And he bravely spoke up and said, let me eat kosher food. I do not want to eat your food. See what God will do.
他勇敢的告诉那个时候管膳食的巴比伦人说，你容我三天我就吃我们洁净的这些食物，看一看我们的身体会怎么样。
That was courage.
那是有勇气。
David stood against a bear and a lion.
大卫能够面对赤手空拳面对的狮子。
stood against a 9-foot giant.
啊，能够面对九尺高的巨人。
Courage.
勇气。
Joseph stood against the wiles of a woman and against his own boss and was thrown in prison.
约瑟有勇气，被他的主母控告了以后呢，能够下到监牢里面去，他继续的用勇气来对待。
All these men showed courage.
这些人都表现了他们的勇敢勇气。
Standing against all the forces against them.
他们能够站立，面对着，抵挡着各种来压力他们的人。
In our secular, godless America, it takes courage to be a Christian.
在今天这一个世俗化的美国文化里面，我们要有勇气站立对抗。
We really need to pray for our young people.
我们真的要为我们的年轻人祷告。
I am so concerned for our young people.
我真的关心我们的年轻人。
Most of them are going to just be washed away by secular humanism.
很多人年轻人会被世俗的这个潮流所冲走。
It comes on the television.
在电视上面。
Comes in the movies.
在电影的里面。
Comes in the advertisement.
啊，在广告上面。
Comes at school.
在学校里头。
In the neighborhood,
在邻居中间
all day long, secular humanism is telling them this is the way to live. These are the values.
整天整夜的这种世俗人文主义在那里包围着他们。
It takes courage to stand against that.
那需要有勇气能够站立得住。
It takes love for God.
那需要一个爱神的心能站立得住。
Pray for our young people.
要为我们的青年人祷告。
It is a godless society they're in, and it's getting worse by the year.
今天年轻人所进入的是一个不敬虔的、不敬畏神的一个社会，而且越来越厉害。
So we need courage to obey the word of God.
所以我们需要有勇气来顺服神。
And people look at us, they say, "You're too different."
人看着我们说，你们这些人呢，太怪了，太不一样了。
You're not like us.
你根本我们不一样。
You're religious fanatics.
啊，你们这些人宗教狂。
They will say all kinds of things about you.
他可以，这些人可以说各种各种的话，来说我们。
And that is why by faith we must have courage to stand.
那是我们需要因着信心的缘故，有勇气站立得住。
It's Ephesians chapter 6.
那是以弗所第六章告诉我们。
Paul says, be strong in the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说，靠主刚强。
And he says, we're not wrestling against tanks and guns.
保罗说我们不是跟坦克车跟枪炮来作战。
We are standing against this present darkness.
我们乃是跟今世黑暗的权势来征战。
Cosmic forces in the heavenly places are behind all this secularism.
空中掌权者乃是在这些的潮流的背后的力量。
It is literally a life and death battle.
事实上面照字面说，那是一个生与死的征战。
So Paul says, be a soldier.
所以保罗说，你要做一个军人。
Put on God's full armor.
穿上神的全副军装。
So we need to put on the armor and be courageous in battle.
我们需要穿上军装，而且有勇气作战。
If not, we'll just be washed away.
如果不这样，你就被冲走了。
And many Christians throughout the world are just being secularized.
很多很多基督徒都成了世俗化的基督徒。
They say they believe in Christ, but everything comes out what the secular world believes.
他们说他们自己是基督徒，可是他们所做的一切跟世俗没有两样。
They keep compromising, trying to please the world.
他们妥协再妥协，为着要讨好这个世界上面的人的看法。
You cannot please this world.
你不能够讨好世人呢。
It hates Christ.
因为世界是恨耶稣基督的。
And the teaching of the Word of God is utterly offensive to modern man.
对着现代人来讲，基督的教训对他们来讲是完全他们这个不屑一顾的。
Our Lord knows what is best for your church.
我们的主知道对教会什么是最好。
And that's why he gave these teachings.
所以他把这些的教训摆在我们面前。
So we could live together in unity.
所以我们能够在教主的教训中能合一。
And live together in truth.
我们能够在真理中合一。
I didn't say it was easy.
我没有说这是容易的事情。
But we have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们里面都有圣灵。
We have these great, great principles.
我们有这些伟大的真理。
And if we walk in the Spirit,
如果我们在圣灵中间行事，
if we pray about these things,
如果我们为这些祷告，
and with faith, courage, believe what God says and act upon it,
我们有信心有勇气并且愿意去遵行，
we can experience that unity.
我们就能够经历那个合一。
And healthy relationships.
并且人与人的关系是健康的。
And we all have to do this, young and old.
我们不论年长年幼的都需要这么做。
So don't go looking around saying, I hope brother so-and-so listens to this.
啊，你不要到时候就是看看旁边说，哎，我希望某某弟兄某某姐妹他能听见这些话。
Don't look around and say, I hope sister so-and-so is listening to this.
啊，不要说。
They need this.
啊，不要说呢，他们需要这些话。
Don't look around at all.
啊，不要看看周围的。
Just apply this to your own life.
把这一段话应用在你自己的生命。
Each of us are responsible before God for this teaching.
我们每一个人都要向我们所领受的神的话负责任。
And you seek to be an example of these teachings.
我们都要成为这些教训的榜样。
Let us close in prayer.
我们低头做结束的祷告。
Our Lord and our God.
我们的主，我们的神。
We thank you, you have left us with these great truths.
我们谢谢你把宝贵的教训留给我们。
Truths that are real to life.
这些的真理是对我们的生活是何等的实际。
Truths that are good for our Christian living and for all our relationships.
这些的神的真理对着我们的基督徒生活是何等的宝贵。
Lord, give us courage.
求主给我们勇气。
Give us faith.
给我们信心。
Give us a heart of obedience to your word.
给我们一个对主的话顺服的心。
May we stand as soldiers for Christ.
但愿我们成为基督的精兵。
Help us to be healers of the soul.
但愿我们能成为能够医治别人的人。
May we be peacemakers and not troublemakers.
让我们成为和睦之子，不成为制造麻烦的人。
May we be a loving, united church.
让我们成为一个彼此相爱的教会。
Help us to be honest with ourselves.
主啊，帮助我们对自己诚实。
Help us to have that Christ-like qualities of love.
求主帮助我们，让我们自己的生命中间有基督的品格。
We need these things desperately.
我们非常需要这一些。
Forgive us of our fears.
主啊，赦免我们的里头的害怕。
Our petty jealousies.
啊，我们那些里头所有的碎琐的这些的嫉妒。
Forgive us of our stubbornness and pride.
哦，赦免我们的固执，赦免我们的骄傲。
Forgive us of our perverse selfishness.
哦，赦免我们那个曲扭的自私。
May we tune our attitudes to Christ's attitude.
主啊，让我们的态度合于基督的态度。
May people see Christ in us.
主啊，但愿别人从我们身上看见耶稣基督。
And it's in His name and for His glory we ask these things.
奉耶稣基督的名，为着他的荣耀，我们祷告。阿门。